The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. Flags are at half-mast in Russia as the country marks a national day of mourning after Friday's attack at a Moscow-area concert hall. Officials say at least 137 people were killed, including three children. Dominic Valaitis has the latest.
Video released today shows the four alleged gunmen brought to the Russian Investigation Committee's headquarters in Moscow. Russian officials have said the suspects are all foreign nationals. Russia is observing a national day of mourning. At the scene of the attack, Russians like Farida have come to lay floral tributes in memory of the dead. My first reaction was one of horror, he says, because this is simply impossible, especially when children are involved. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack and released its own footage of the incident on its Telegram channels. But Russia's Vladimir Putin is suggesting Ukraine was somehow involved, an accusation which drew an angry response from President Zelensky, who described Putin as scum for linking the attack to Kyiv. Dominic Valaitis, CBC News, London.
For the third time in 4 days, Russia has launched large-scale attacks across Ukraine. Air raid sirens sound across Kyiv, forcing residents into subway stations for shelter. Ukrainian air defense forces say they repelled about a third of the missiles launched by Russia and that little damage was done. Poland briefly activated its air defense system when one of its incoming Russian missiles violated its airspace. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says Israel has said it will prevent all UNRWA aid trucks from entering northern Gaza. The news comes a day after the UN Secretary General visited the Rafah crossing in Gaza, where trucks with supplies are parked waiting to go in. Marina von Stackelberg reports.
The head of UNRWA calls it outrageous. Philip Lazzarini says Israel has told the UN it will no longer approve any of the charity's food convoys to northern Gaza as of today. It comes just after the head of the UN, Antonio Guterres, met with Egyptian officials calling for a flood of aid into Gaza.
Making that happen takes very practical steps. It requires Israel removing the remaining obstacles and choke points to relief. It requires more crossings and access points.
Catherine Russell, UNICEF's executive director, says children are starving to death right now.
That should never happen when we have the ability to stop it, when we have trucks waiting to go in there. We should not see this. It's really unacceptable.
Russell says on a good day, about 100 aid trucks can get into Gaza. Before the war, it was five times that. Marina von Stackelberg, CBC News, Ottawa.
Ireland is about to get a new leader.
I want to thank every single person in this room and every single community you come from across Ireland.
That's Simon Harris, the man the Fine Gael party has chosen to replace Leo Varadkar, who announced he was stepping down last week. Harris will take over the leadership of Ireland's governing centre-right coalition on April 9th. But he'll face strong headwinds. An election is expected in less than a year, and the left-wing Sinn Féin party has been ahead in the polls. At 37, Harris will be the youngest prime minister Ireland has ever had. The union representing McGill University's teaching assistants says its members will walk off the job tomorrow. In a statement, the union says the university's latest contract offer was not satisfactory. The TAs want their salaries brought in line with those of teaching assistants at other major universities. And the Royal Canadian Navy says it will be testing new drones over the Halifax area over the next 2 weeks. The Defense Department calls the small aerial drones an uncrewed aircraft system, or UAS, and says the 1.5-kilogram drones will eventually be used aboard Navy vessels. And that's your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.